The first gastroenterologist I saw after being diagnosed with celiac disease unwittingly delivered this kind of directive for forward-looking healing, although I don't think he realized or meant to do what he did, and it sure didn't feel helpful at the time. He delivered what he thought was an uproariously funny joke, something so unforgettable that it was the impetus for writing about my personal and professional journey. "You'll be fine. Just shut up and eat your rice cakes." I laughed outwardly along with him, but inside found no humor in the joke or comfort from his manner. The implication, of course, was that rice cakes are probably the least desirable food on the planet, but eating them anyway was, literally, going to be invaluable toward the overall goal of healing and health in my body. We can look at the sentiment of eating rice cakes for the greater good in the figurative sense as well. Life changes require incorporating into our lives any number of new and perhaps undesirable thoughts and actions that ultimately are needed to cultivate promotion and healing. It is actually a mandate to each of us when life is drastically altered. First, explore the challenges of change. Then learn to eat or embrace life's adjustments on your way to healing and mastery. I've carried the metaphor of the command to eat your rice cakes throughout this book, and we'll see that it works well not only with celiac disease, but with all sorts of different medical situations and major life changes, such as diabetes, heart disease, and weight management. By coming to know how rice cakes were managed in my personal and professional adventures, you may see patterns and similarities that aren't meant to promote a woe-is-me attitude, but can instead be useful and provide insight into your journey. What has occurred in my personal and professional life is a portal to this bigger story of transformation as a result of change that I believe will resonate with readers from any perspective.